My name is Megan and I live on Sixes Road in Cherokee County. I moved to Cherokee County from Pensacola, Florida, but before that I lived in Kodiak, Alaska. It's like a 180. It's a little overpopulated and densely developed, or it's going to be densely developed. I'm a little disappointed with how many people are moving in, but I do like the feeling of community. Kodiak is very small town oriented. We don't have a lot of businesses coming in. We had a Walmart and that just shut the place down, but I don't know, it's very different.
Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same.
I have lived in Georgia for 5.5 years, moved originally down here from Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, and live now in the Woodstock area. Originally lived there for about 1.5 years, moved to Alpharetta for 1.5 years, and then moved back over here to Woodstock. Probably the biggest difference and the hardest thing that was to get used to was just the sheer number of people and the fact that you've got one of everything on every corner. I mean, you need a Walmart? There's 20 of them. And I mean, that's just the thing. We've got everything down here. And that's, I would say, probably one of the biggest differences.
My name is Jessica. I live in Canton, Georgia. I moved down to Woodstock from Michigan because I knew a lot of people who lived in the area. And I thought it would be different. And it's a lot different living in Georgia from where I lived before. There's a really big difference in the population, I'd say. There are a whole lot of people living down here, just in a small area. Is about the same amount as we had living in an entire town up there. Down here, I think that they have a lot more subdivisions and a lot more people in clustered areas very close together. All highway. I didn't live anywhere near a highway. I didn't know how to change lanes until I came down here. Here, you know, the speed limit says 65, but you know, you get past going 90, it's really weird, but it's all road going from one store to another store and then on the side of this, you know, neighborhoods. It's very odd. It was very integrated back home. There would be houses and shops and a school and just all within this walking distance. You know, it would just be the seamless integration of residential and commercial areas. There are a lot of schools down here, elementaries especially. It seems like every neighborhood has their own elementary school. So many schools down here in general. It's a lot of schools, but you know, there's Sequoia and Cherokee and all Indian names. That's a neat thing too. I really think that this area has a really rich heritage in the Indian culture, which is great. You know, Native Americans. Down here, I think that a lot of subdivisions and areas are named after different types of wood, you know, hickory and oak and maple, and there aren't any woods down here anymore. They're naming it after what they cut down in order to build on, maybe. I don't know.
No, I think that's a weird thing. I've been around here a few times and I've never seen a bridge or a mill. I really don't know where they get that name. There's not a lake in Town Lake, nor does it really fit my description of a town. And I don't know why there's an E on the end of it either.
There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same.